Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about starting a business. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for starting a business. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the comment each speaker makes about their business. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I'd never really considered starting my own business until last year. My friends were always on at me about what a good idea it would be, but I couldn't see the point. It wasn't as if I didn't have a good job. But then, when there was talk about reducing the workforce, and I was offered a lot of money to leave, I thought, why not try setting up on my own? I suppose I realised that I really didn't have that much to lose. There were the usual initial problems, of course, most of them financial, as I struggled to get things off the ground. But I don't regret my decision.
Speaker 2.
Although I know a lot of people are forced into this position through redundancy or whatever, in my case it all started when I fell out with my boss about a sales plan. He was so patronising and suddenly I felt I just couldn't take any more. Next day I went back and handed in my resignation. The thought of having my own business had always been at the back of my mind, I suppose, and this seemed the perfect moment to go for it. My wife had mixed feelings at the time, but she can hardly complain now. We've never been so well off and can now look forward to a comfortable retirement. It's such a relief not having someone looking over my shoulder the whole time.
Speaker 3.
My husband had always liked the idea of rural life, and when a job in a village school came up, he felt it was a chance he couldn't miss. The move to the country was difficult for me, though, because it meant having to give up my position in a really good company. I could have commuted, but it would have taken hours every day. There were no businesses like that in the area, so it was a case of setting up on my own or going into early retirement. I couldn't have managed without a computer and access to the internet. I must admit that I miss my colleagues, but I make sure I see them if I'm in London.
Speaker 4.
The idea came to me after we'd had a lot of work done on our house. It left us really hard up, and I found I was having to do a lot of the making good myself to keep costs down. Although I was a complete novice, friends who came round commented on what a great job I'd done and kept on at me to do up their places. It was a bit of a leap in the dark because I was trained as a careers advisor. But I've managed to persuade a friend of mine who does have some experience to come in with me, and here we are with our own little decorating company. Although I've yet to make my fortune, every job brings a fresh set of challenges to overcome, which is something I never had before.
Speaker 5.
We've spent several years trying to bring up children and have careers at the same time, so we knew how little time working people had to do mundane jobs like making a dentist's appointment or cleaning the car. So when I read a feature about a company in the US which you could call to do these everyday tasks, I thought, what a brilliant idea. Within a year, we'd set up our own company, and our feeling was right. There certainly is a great demand for this type of service in the UK as well. It shouldn't be long before we start making a real profit.
Thank you. Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
I'd never really considered starting my own business until last year. My friends were always on at me about what a good idea it would be, but I couldn't see the point. It wasn't as if I didn't have a good job. But then, when there was talk about reducing the workforce, and I was offered a lot of money to leave, I thought, why not try setting up on my own? I suppose I realised that I really didn't have that much to lose. There were the usual initial problems, of course, most of them financial, as I struggled to get things off the ground. But I don't regret my decision.
Speaker 2.
Although I know a lot of people are forced into this position through redundancy or whatever, in my case it all started when I fell out with my boss about a sales plan. He was so patronising and suddenly I felt I just couldn't take any more. Next day I went back and handed in my resignation. The thought of having my own business had always been at the back of my mind, I suppose, and this seemed the perfect moment to go for it. My wife had mixed feelings at the time, but she can hardly complain now. We've never been so well off and can now look forward to a comfortable retirement. It's such a relief not having someone looking over my shoulder the whole time.
Speaker 3.
My husband had always liked the idea of rural life, and when a job in a village school came up, he felt it was a chance he couldn't miss. The move to the country was difficult for me, though, because it meant having to give up my position in a really good company. I could have commuted, but it would have taken hours every day. There were no businesses like that in the area, so it was a case of setting up on my own or going into early retirement. I couldn't have managed without a computer and access to the internet. I must admit that I miss my colleagues, but I make sure I see them if I'm in London.
Speaker 4.
The idea came to me after we'd had a lot of work done on our house. It left us really hard up and I found I was having to do a lot of the making good myself to keep costs down. Although I was a complete novice, friends who came round commented on what a great job I'd done and kept on at me to do up their places. It was a bit of a leap in the dark because I was trained as a careers advisor. But I've managed to persuade a friend of mine who does have some experience to come in with me, and here we are with our own little decorating company. Although I've yet to make my fortune, every job brings a fresh set of challenges to overcome, which is something I never had before.
Speaker 5.
We've spent several years trying to bring up children and have careers at the same time, so we knew how little time working people had to do mundane jobs like making a dentist's appointment or cleaning the car. So when I read a feature about a company in the US which you could call to do these everyday tasks, I thought, what a brilliant idea. Within a year, we'd set up our own company, and our feeling was right. There certainly is a great demand for this type of service in the UK as well. It shouldn't be long before we start making a real profit.
That's the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.